You know, it was mentioned this morning in our Bible class what Jesus prayed for in John chapter 17. When he prayed that we all may be one. John 17:17. He says, sanctify them through thy truth. That word sanctify means to be set apart from darkness to light. You have two forces in this world. You have right and you have wrong. You can't be half right, nor can you be half wrong. Right leads you to God and truth. Amen. Wrong leads you to the devil. Amen. In error. Amen. And this divine line is called sin. Amen. When we've been sanctified, we've been set apart. At one time, we all was over here. But through truth, we've been sanctified, set apart from darkness and light. Amen. Amen. So he says in John 17:17, sanctify them by thy word. Thy word is truth. That truth comes from God that makes it right. Did y'all get that? See, now watch this. Watch this now. See, when you open your book here, amen. We're going to get them numbers, Sister Brooks. And when you look at the Bible, amen, and when you turn to the Bible and you look at the divisions of the Bible, amen, and when you look at the Old Testament and when you look at the New Testament, this is truth. This is what's going to make you right. This is what sanctifies us, amen. See, when you look at the 39 books of the old, and I know you get tired of hearing it repetitiously, but I don't know about you, but I want to be a sanctified church, amen. That's a church about truth, amen. Amen. You got to understand what these 39 books are, amen. That is the law, the history, the poetry, the prophets. That is from Genesis to the book of Malachi. Amen. What they mean in relationship to truth. What Jesus prayed for in John 17:17, he said, sanctify them by thy word is truth. Because see, Jesus knew that if we were to be one, we were to be truth. Because see, you can't get to heaven if you're not truth. Amen. You got to be in truth to be right, to be with God. Amen. Amen. See, you got to understand how to divide the Bible. So when you get to the New Testament side, you got the Gospels, the 27 books over here, amen. That is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that tell us who to believe in. Well, why you want to believe? Because Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Then once you believe and know who Jesus is, you go to the book of Acts, am I right? And you got examples of those that were saved in the New Testament. And then this thing go a little bit further here. This is a good book, y'all. Amen. See, it don't start right here because this chart right here tells you from Acts 2:44 all the way down to Acts 19, every example that we have of when people were saved, when they were increased, when they were multiplied, when they were added, in the book of Acts, amen, this is the examples right here, amen, that we can go through because either it's a command, either you have an example, or it's inferred. Because Deuteronomy 4:2, Proverbs 30:6, and Revelation 22:18-19, brother, you can't add to his word, amen. Nor take away from God's word. Why? Because we're going to be judged by his word, John 12 and verse number 48. Amen. So when you go back to what Jesus says here in the New Testament, amen, in relationship to see what Jesus is saying here and looking at the 27 books of the New Testament, then you know the full to believe, amen, the full to believe, that is the one to be saved then, amen. Then once you get saved over here, then this is the book that teaches how to live, amen. See, this teaches you how to be the light of the world, amen. This teaches you how to stay sanctified, amen. So the last book is the book of Revelation. When we die, Hebrews 9:27, but we know we're going to heaven, amen. 1 John 5:13 said, these things were written that we may know that we have eternal life. Why? Because we believed, we were added, amen. We live according to Romans through Jude, amen. And then this the what? Heaven part over here in Revelation, amen, that we're going to get, Revelation 10, beat our faith unto death, and he would give unto us a crown of life. So when you look at that word sanctified, see, you got the word of God, amen. This is the sixth of the book, right? You got truth, right? Amen. That comes from God, amen. That makes us right, amen. Because you don't want to be on this side, you want to be on this side, because this side here is the light of the world. And by the way, if you don't have this book, you need to see somebody to get this book, because guess what? This book going to get gooder and gooder. Now, I know that ain't good language, but it sounds good, amen. Or let me say it right, it's going to get better and better, amen. Because see, not only if we doing that, but guess what? We already talked about the book of Genesis, amen. We already talked about the book of Exodus, amen. Next week, we're going to talk about the book of Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Numbers, until we go through all 60 books. And then when you have in your book, see, you're going to know that Genesis means beginning. You're going to know about Genesis 3:15, 4:25, all the way to 4:19 from the tribe of Judah, whereby Jesus became a seed of the tribe of Judah. And guess what? We're going to be talking about it, amen. So when you open up your Bible, you're going to know why Jesus came, Luke 19:10, to seek and save that was lost. Galatians 4:4, the foot of time, God sent forth his son under the law to redeem mankind for the sins of the world. But how can you say under the law when you don't even know what Genesis means, amen? You don't even know what Exodus means, amen? See, in relationship to what happened in the book of Exodus, amen? See, y'all with me? And that's what we're going to build together, so that we can be sanctified, amen, so we can be set apart, because see, you don't want to be on this side, amen. You want to be on this side, because that's the right side, amen. But the only way you're going to be on the right side, you got to stay in the word, amen, in order to have truth, amen, to be with God so you can be right. Because if you're not with God, you can't be right, amen. Am I right? See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Now, go with me. See, go with me in the book of 1 John. See, I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. Y'all with me so far? Amen. See, that's the reason why I get excited. Amen. Oh, the book of 1 John, I want to read something to you. All right? See, 1 John chapter 5, we talked about that briefly in verse 1. I'm going to wait until you get to amen. Because see, 1 John 5:1 said this here. Amen. I want you to see what he's saying here. He said, whosoever believeth, amen, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, amen, who we believe in Christ, amen. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, right? See, is born of God. See, that birth there is a spiritual birth, amen. Why? Because John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's the reason why in the church there's no carnality. There's no flesh. There's no entertainment. See, that takes care of the flesh. Amen. We're about spiritual matters. Why? Because God is a spirit, right? And they that worship him must worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. See, when you come here, when the whole church come together in one place, we come together for only one reason. Spiritual matters, amen. Because spiritual matters gonna keep us sanctified, amen, because this truth. See, when you come here every Lord's Day, you don't come for one reason. You come to celebrate the Lord's Supper, Acts 27. Lay by in store as you prosper, 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2. Pray, Acts 2:42. Study, Acts 2:42. See, and the last thing we're supposed to do is what? Sing, Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16. See, we come to do those things and nothing else. See, that's what the church is supposed to do. Ephesians 4:12 said the work of the church is threefold. It's benevolence for the saints, right? Saved souls, number two. And number three is to edify the body. See, we're not here for carnal because the church is not carnal. The church is not fleshly. See, what they want to do, the church, they want to make the church to be fleshly, but you can't do it. And the reason why you can't do it, because you don't want to go back on this side. You want to stay sanctified, amen. And the only way you're going to stay sanctified, you got to stay by the truth. So he said, whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Now stop right there. By that word, born of God, write John 4:24, read in your Bible. And the reason why I want you to write that there in your Bible, because it, that identifies what birth we have. It's not but two births in life. You have a physical birth and you have a spiritual birth. You are born into this world through your mama and your daddy. Amen. That's a physical birth. Amen. And then there is a spiritual birth. That's the birth that he's talking about. That's that birth that we have. That is when we come into truth based on our belief that Jesus is the Christ, the Lord will add us to a spiritual church. Amen. Amen. So born again means simply that you've been born by the Spirit, which is the Word of God, into a spiritual ecclesia or called our body. And we cannot make this church a fleshly church. We can't make it a carnal church. Because the only reason why we assemble, that is when the whole church come together in one place, that is to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you came for any other reason, you came for the wrong reason. Amen. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm not here for you to say, boy, he showed out today. Amen. Brother Lyle showing up, cutting up today. Because it ain't about that. Amen. See, it's about you and me coming together in one place, the whole church, taking the five vows of worship and taking them with the word so that we can stay in truth, so that we may be what? One. Amen. But you got to believe that Jesus is the Christ in order to be born again. And look what he says. Once you're born again into the spiritual church, he said, everyone that loveth him and begot loveth him also is begotten of him. Look at the next verse. By this we know. Now, underline that word know and write 1 John 5:13. See, one of the biggest mistakes we make in our spiritual travels, we don't know. People go to church all their life and don't know. You ask people, how many books in the Bible? How many books in the Old Testament? How many books in the New Testament? Can you write and divide the Old Testament? Can you write to divide the New Testament? Who wrote the first five books? What the word Genesis mean? What the word Exodus mean? See, when I called out those five items of worship, you should be able to do the same thing. Amen. It's your spiritual responsibility. It's your spiritual obligation to know this, to prove all things, and to hold fast to that which is good. It's called mindset. Amen. Romans 12:2, be not conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This we do every day, amen. You're transforming, you're renewing. Why? Because you want to know. Y'all remember Jesus? When the devil came to him in Matthew 4, and he tempted him, didn't he? He said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be turned to bread. Jesus looked at the devil. He said, it is written. Why did Jesus say it is written? Because he knew. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth. See, he knew. Now, if Jesus had to know to deal with the devil, how much more do you and I need to know to deal with the devil? Amen. The devil is that roaring lion. Amen. Seeking whom he may devour. One of the biggest mistakes you make and I make, that we fail to do the thing that we need to do in order to stay sanctified. They are set apart from darkness to light. Amen? Am I right? Look what he says here. He says here, he says, by this we know that we love God. Now watch what he says. And keep, and his conjunction, you love God and you keep his commandments. Let me tell you something. Look at me. See, if you're not keeping his commandments, you don't love God. Because you got to do both of them, right? This you should know, right? See, to love God is to keep his commandments. Why? Because we are born again into a spiritual family. Now think about this, church. I want you to think. Look at me. Think of this here. How you going to love God whom you never seen? Amen. How are you going to say you love God when you, number one, don't love yourself? Amen. Because it begins with me, right? It begins with self, right? See, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 13:5, to examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith, unless you become disqualified, right? So we examine ourselves based on spiritual matters in order to know, in order for us to keep God's commandments. Amen. So when you fail to examine yourself to know who God is, the only conclusion is, brother, you can't keep his commandments. Amen. See, if you're just listening to me, and you are not checking out what I'm saying, you just accept it because I said it, and don't go back and test it and go back and prove it, something wrong with you. Because I could be lying. Amen? See, love, see, the love of God is to keep his commandments. I go a little bit further with you. See, love takes on philo love, agape love, all love that God created. You love your wife, you love your brothers and sisters, you love your neighbor. See, it all begins, first of all, when you love God and keep his commandments, amen. Because when you love God and keep his commandments, you're going to do what God tells you to do, amen. Amen. And what I mean by that is this. Hey, brother, I got all against you, amen. Matthew 18:15 says, if I got all against you, go to you and you alone, amen. If he hears you, you have gained a brother. See, we straighten it out, amen. You don't hold no grudges. You don't hold no axe hammer. You're not gonna say, I'll knock his head off. Amen. You're gonna clear it up, amen, to solve the problem. Because see, you don't want love to stop, amen. Why? We all have sinned, amen. We all fall short of the glory of God, amen. It's not a perfect individual in here, amen. Amen. James said, if you are, you're a liar and the truth not in you. So if we know that and we want love to abound, amen, see, number one, you got to keep his commandments in order to be sanctified. Am I right? See, love, amen. See, we look at love the wrong way. Some of you young people are looking for husbands, or some of you old people may be looking too. Amen. But see, you look how good he looked. You look at what kind of job he got, right? What kind of benefits he got. Am I right? See, y'all tell y'all, dollars don't matter, no broke. See, I'm going to leave it blank to you. Because see, if you sanctify, you say those words. If you ain't sanctified. Am I right? So you teach your daughter, make sure you marry somebody. But see, you teach them the wrong thing. See, what you should teach your children to know what the Word of God says, amen. And see, when you teach your child or your daughter what the Word of God says, and they know what the Word of God says, they're going to do the right thing, amen. Because see, right going to follow right, amen. See, right going to put them in the right relationship, amen. Because see, you're going to look for a man who's a spiritual man, amen. See, it's not based on what kind of job he got, amen. I'd rather have, be spiritual than make $50 an hour, amen. Because what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his what? See, what do that matter? You got a lot of people got good homes, but they're not, they got houses, but they're not good homes, amen. You got a lot of people make good money, but they're not happy, am I right? Am I right? See, that don't matter. See, but what matters is what mindset you have in relationship to understanding how love works. Am I right? Am I right? Now, one more thing, and then I'm going to preach my lesson. Some of y'all missed it. Amen. Some of y'all are offended. See, I can know. It's just like, see, y'all know what? I do a bulletin every week, right? Am I right? I asked you last week how many of y'all read the bulletin, right? Huh? I put on that bulletin the wrong date. You got it? Bulletin. On the bulletin I got April the 4th, August the 3rd, 2004. All right? And nobody said, Al, that's the wrong date. But I did it to see where anybody come. And nobody said nothing. Maybe you just didn't read that part. Maybe you skipped over the first two and went to the last part. I did it in purpose. You mean I told you this is a working bulletin? Did I tell you every week we put something in here to help us grow by? Amen. Am I right? Every one of y'all should be saying, hey man, you got the wrong date on this thing. I know I did. I said, I knew it. Y'all see what I'm saying? See, whatever we give you is to grow that by. Amen. See, we're just not wasting paper. When we do bulletins, we don't do them just say we're doing bulletins, but everything here is for spiritual growth. Amen. Am I right? Am I right? Did I say it right, Brother Terry? Okay, y'all understand what I'm saying? And I was just going to see. Now, I saw Sister Brooks point to her son back there. But I don't know what she was saying, but she was pointing like this here. So maybe she was telling him, Al done did it again. He always doing something wrong. I saw you. See. I'm surprised he didn't have. Well, anyway. but see, she didn't tell me, but she may would. Y'all with me? See, and the point that I'm saying that when we come here, it's about spiritual matters, amen, so we can grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's the reason why, brethren. That's the thing that we need to understand, and that's what we're going to be about here. See, it's not about me, it's not about you, it's about us, amen. That we all may be one, because when you go back to what it was said in John 17, go back right quick, and then we'll see it. Because we've been sanctified, John 17:17. And I want you to mark this. Verse number 21. Verse 19, let me read on. It says, y'all there? John 17, 19. He says, and for their sake, I sanctify myself. Now think about what Jesus is saying here. Jesus says, see, I sanctify myself. Amen. Right, 1 Corinthians 11, 1. See, to be a follower of Christ, we got to be an example too. You can't tell other people what to do when you're not doing it yourself. Amen. See, Jesus says, I tell you to sanctify, but I sanctify myself that they also might be sanctified through truth. See, through truth. So why would you want anything but truth? Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe See, right, Mark 16:16, on me through thy word. Y'all see what he said here? Through thy word. See, through the book, through truth. See, that's why we can't do nothing but the word. We can't do nothing but truth. Because if you're going to be sanctified, you got to be by truth, by the word. So why would you want to bring anything else in here? Amen. But the word, but thy truth. Because Jesus said, that's the only way you're going to do it. Because when you do it outside of truth, brother, you're going to lose everything. Am I right? Then it goes on to say that they all may be one. Now start right there. You know why we're not all one? Because we hadn't all been sanctified. Amen? Am I right? We're not all in the word. Amen. We're not all about truth. Amen. Because if we was all about truth, if we was all about the word, we all may be one. Amen. See, that's what it is. The church of Christ is one. Amen. Ephesians 4:4. Amen. Endeavoring to keep the unity of spirit and the bond of peace. But see, we all got to be about what? Truth. The word. Amen. See, go with me to James right quick. And then we're gonna show you something. James. Y'all with me? See, in James 1, we're having such a good time. See, for you who haven't been here, look at verse 3. See, if you lack wisdom, right, you ain't going to win. If you don't know, if you don't study to show thyself approved unto God, it's a losing proposition. Amen. Amen. Number two, because you don't have wisdom, you're going to waver. Because you don't know which way to go. Because you don't have nothing to guide you by. Amen. Am I right? How can this Bible work for you when you don't know nothing about this Bible? Amen. How can you going to know which way to go when you don't know what the Bible say? How you going to know how to pick a husband and wife when you don't know what the Bible say about marriage? Amen. Amen. You got to know what the Bible says. Number one, Genesis 2, he says, if you're looking for a wife, you got to be willing to leave your father, leave your mother, cleave, twang, and you be one. Amen. That's the first thing you got to do. Amen. Am I right? See, that's what marriage is. Amen. Number two, that is, you got to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Romans chapter 7, Matthew 19:9, Matthew 5:31. See, all those scriptures talks about marriage. Amen. Am I right? See, that's what you need to know, amen. So that what? You don't be wavering, amen. Because once you get in it, it got to be guided by the Spirit, am I right? Because you're guided by something else, you go what? You're going to be wavering, amen. See, and then look what happened when you don't know which way to go. You ever been lost and don't know which way to go? See, then you ask somebody, don't know what they're talking about? Amen. And he tells you go down to the third line and make a left, and then you end up worse than what you were. You ever been that way? You understand what I'm saying? How do you want to be led for somebody who don't know which way to go? Brethren, how you going to say you're going to be the head of the church or the head of your wife when you don't know what head means? Amen? When you can't lead yourself, how you going to lead somebody else? Is that right? See, y'all understand what I'm saying? But you're coming to church and quote scripture, but you're not doing it because you don't know. Amen? See, you got to know these things. That's the reason why we start in the beginning. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and we're going to go through that whole Bible. You know why? Because we want to know. We want to know what the Bible say. Amen. Because there are going to be some decisions in your life that I'm going to have to make and you're going to have to make, and it's going to take wisdom. Amen. And too many times we made too many mistakes, amen. Am I right? And this ain't Bible, but they say God take care of fools and babies. Now, I don't know how true that is, but I don't want to be neither one of them. Amen. But why would you want to be one of them? You're a Christian, amen. We have been sanctified, amen. We got truth, amen. We got the word, amen. Am I right? Ain't wonderful when y'all got problems, you got a husband you can look up to? Amen. Don't you say what husband. Y'all understand what I'm saying? But see, that's the case when you don't have wisdom. Because you know he don't know. Am I right? Am I right? And that's what's wrong with the world. So look what he says here. You don't have wisdom, and when you don't have wisdom, what's going to happen? You're going to waver. You're not going to know which way. He's going to say, "For he that waveth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed." You ever been there before? Shake your head. Don't know which way to go. Then you have nerve to get on your knee. "Lord, please bless me. Lord, what am I going to do?" How he going to bless you when you, number one, ain't decided who you are? Whom you going to serve, amen? Like a wind. That's what he says. Like a wind of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. But look at verse 7. I want you to see this here. See, this is what the problem is. See, when you are a Christian, when you haven't been sanctified by the word with truth, that we all may be one, that you have not been born again in Christ Jesus based on the love of God, based on the things that we know. Amen. And because we know it, we love God. And when you love God, you keep his commandments. Y'all want me to say that one more time for you? Do you hear what I just said? I'm going to slow it one more time because I want you to see it. How can you say you are a child of God when, number one, the only way you're going to be sanctified, now you need to be writing this down. See, because I know it, but do you? I'm going home. Amen. Dog got some big butter bean cooking today. Some big old butter bean, they that big. And me and Barry ate some yesterday. Some big old juicy butter bean. So I'm going home, give me some big old butter bean. Amen. But anyway, sanctified by the word and truth, amen. Because we've been born again, amen, by Christ Jesus, amen. Because he loved us, amen. Am I right? This we know, right? How we know this here? We know this because of the word, amen. Because of truth, amen. We know this here because when we know this, we love God. And guess what? When you love God, you keep his commandments. Now, if you're not keeping his commandment, the only conclusion is you don't love God. You know what I'm saying? But if you love him, see, you won't be wavering, amen, because you got wisdom there. Am I right? You got knowledge there that's going to point you the right directions. Me ain't going to be in your marriage no more. I ain't going to be in your marriage no more. It's going to be we. Us. Am I right? Because get what y'all want. Am I right? And y'all want, get a little closer to him. So come over a little closer. Okay, now y'all are close. All right? Y'all say, "Well, why would you say that?" Because they were this far apart. And I don't want the devil to get in there. See, I want the devil to sit between you. Amen? Am I right? See, y'all think I'm crazy. But let me tell y'all something. That devil's a roaring lion, folks. John 8:44 said he's a father of lies. He's a liar, amen. And I don't believe nothing he say, amen. He done brought some hell in my life, amen. And I thank God I'm sanctified, amen, by the word, by the truth. And I'm not going to play in the hands of the devil no more, amen. Am I right? And when you learn better, I can't do for you. When you learn better, you do better. But look what he said here. This is what I want you to see. And I wasn't going to preach long today. Where we at? James. Okay, he said, look at verse 7. He said, this is the consequence. Y'all there, verse 7, 1 John 1:7. "For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." Isn't that what he said? See, when you ain't got no knowledge, when you ain't been sanctified, when you don't love truth, if the word of God ain't in your life, if you ain't been born again by the Spirit because God loves you, amen, that you love God to keep his commandments because you are what don't have wisdom and you tossed about like a seed driven with the wind and tossed, he said, at that point, ain't nothing you can ask for because you can't get it. Y'all see that? Do that scare you? And call yourself a Christian? See, you can lose all these things. My God shall supply. We can do all things through Christ. See, all things work out together for good for those who love the Lord. See, you can't even pray. Because you can't receive nothing of the Lord. Look at verse 8. Why? Because you are double-minded. You know the word double-minded? Say, two-souled. It's S-O-U-L-E-D. There's, you got a soul that's going to serve what? The devil, and a soul that's going to serve God. You don't know who you're going to serve. Amen. Some of you, when you leave it, you're going to get back in that devil mode. Amen. What I mean, you're going to do what you did before you came here. And you know what you did. Amen. If y'all fuss on the way here, you're going to pick it back up on the way home. Now, where did we leave off at? That's just the way the devil works. He don't forget. He's going to stir it right back up. Amen. Because, like I tell you all the time, see, we are Christians. Amen. And the other side, you're a devil, right? You can't be half Christian and half devil, right? That's double-minded, am I right? So if you're not a Christian, if you ain't been born again in the Spirit, you ain't been sanctified, if you don't love God enough to keep His commandments, the only conclusion is you're the devil. Right? That's where you got to see it, right? We work with devils, amen? Devils in my house. I'm going to get them out, but they've been there. They were there this morning. The devil woke me up. I'm just telling you the truth. But he won't be there no more. Amen. Am I right? Now, why y'all looking like that? For don't do that. I just tell the truth. Am I right? I'm not going to sit and say, oh, no. I clean my house up good. Ain't no such thing in my house. Everything is good. Keep thinking that. Keep thinking everything is good. And then we say it proper. Good. Keep thinking that. You're thinking the way the devil wants you to think. You better see it the way I'm seeing it. That is, he's a roaring lion, and you better beware. And Ephesians 6 says you better put on the whole armor of God so you can fight the wiles of the devil. Amen. And that's what we're doing right now. Amen. See, I don't want to lose everything. Amen. See, I'm a Christian, amen, and we, as long as we are sanctified, double-minded man, it's unstable. Look at what he says here, y'all. Underline that, y'all. See, in all his ways. He didn't say God's way, did he? Your way. I write John 14, 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life, amen. See, that's God's way. Two ways, God's way, your way, amen. We don't want our way, we want God's way, amen. Because see, when you follow your way, you're going to be unstable because your way is a losing way. You've been trying your way for 60 years and been losing, now it's time to change. Amen. Am I right? You've been catching hell all your life. It's time to change because your way just don't work. It ain't going to work. Money ain't going to work. Power ain't going to work. Good jobs ain't going to work. They're temporary. They'll make you feel good for a little while. Sooner or later, you'll get tired of that. It will. Because see, it's so much money can buy. Money can't buy happiness. Amen. It just can't do it. See, money ain't going to make you happy. See, when you do it the right way, Valentine's Day don't matter. Because see, if you're in the right spirit and you got the right love because you what? You keep God's commandment and y'all twain together and y'all cleave together and y'all all one. You know you broke. She know you broke. Amen. It ain't no surprise y'all checking account ain't got no money in it. Because y'all checking account, amen. Now, it'd be something different. You got yours and she got hers. Amen. See, that's a violating of the spirit, amen. Am I right? That's separation. You ain't sanctified, amen. Because that go contrary to the word, amen. Am I right? So it's not going to matter. All states you find yourself in, be content. Amen. Now, hey, brother. Hey, ride down the road. Stop. Pick some. You see, just got to have some. She just got to have some. Pick some. They'd be all beside the road. Go pull them up. Amen. But don't go nobody property now. That's stealing. The flower stores get them from somewhere. Amen. Now she just got the apple. Amen. Am I saying the right thing? Huh? Because see, you got to stay sanctified. Amen. You can't let nothing. You moved over a little bit. You moved over a little bit. I'm sorry, just meant to, I'm sorry, Katrina. Katrina looking at me, leave me alone. So I mess with John in my time. I need to leave him alone. I need to go on this side. Y'all see what I'm saying? See, just trying to make a point. Amen. Y'all see what I'm saying? See, because see, the more we pull apart, the more he gonna come. Amen. See, the more we lose that spirit, the more he gonna come, amen. Because see, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Let me close with one verse, okay? I didn't preach my lesson. But it's good, ain't it? All right? All right? All right. Now, look what it says here. Verse 12. All right. Let me back up to verse 11, because I want you to underline some words. All right? All right? Verse 11, I want you to underline some words. Okay? Examination time, amen? It, for every cause, there's a reason, right? Whatsoever man sow, he shall what? See, it's just a principle. If you do it, if it's done in the flesh, it's corruption. Right? You do it in the spirit, it's everlasting life. Amen. So when you think about it through examination, when you say, well, why are these things happen to me? We need to go back and look at what you did and ask yourself, well, is it fleshly, is it carnal, or is it spiritual? Amen. Y'all with me? Because that's a reason. That's the law of reciprocity. And what that simply means is simply what goes up going what? That's a principle. What you sow is what you reap. Amen. It's a principle. Don't worry about it, bro. See? It's a principle. See, that's why examination is so important. That's the reason why your sheets, your accountability sheet last week. See, I wrote down things. That affected me. See, what affected me? Not what affected Dara, but what affected me. Now, if there's something that affected both of us, we'll talk about it. Amen. See, and the reason why is because of examination. So when you go back to James chapter 4, in chapter 1, I want to read what it says here. And then we're going to wrap it up. I hope y'all are with me. He says in James chapter 1 and 12, 11, he simply says this. He said, and I want you to underline this in verse 11. He said, for the sun is so soon arisen with a burning heat. Underline that word burning heat. You know what burning heat is? Desire. 1 John 2:15. Desire of what we see. Desire of what we lust for. Or we desire because everybody else has it. That's what the forces are that governs us. The reason why advertisements spend billions of dollars. They say next week during the Super Bowl, commercials will cost billions of dollars. 30-second commercials, billions of dollars. Why? Because billions of people will see it. And there ain't nothing like a Big Mac with or that fish sandwich with tartar sauce dripping off the sides. Amen? Y'all know what I'm talking about? And you see that tartar sauce, when you get it, don't be no tartar sauce on it. They just don't look the same, do they? You be, they been got your money, you been driven away, and you open it and say, where the tartar sauce? And you ain't got none in there. But they the way they portray it, right? I mean, they portrayed it with that taller self be all and look so good. First thing you say, I'm going to get me one then. Don't you say that? What we see. It's like, see, you go get something in the paper today, they got all kind of advertising in it, right? You already got 5 TVs. You ain't watching none of them. First thing you say, oh, they got a flat screen at HH Gray for $2.98. Now, why are you even talking about that for? You don't need no TV. Right? Some of the old know. You remember Frazier before we had cable? You remember before we had rabbit ears? And you remember when your dad said, go up on the roof, turn it to the left? Can you see? Turn it to the right. And you never get it right. And then eventually look at you like this here. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember TV used to go off? You remember you didn't have three channels? Y'all remember all that? See? You were thankful just to have a TV, didn't you? But you go buy a Sunday paper and they have, all of them have ads today for flat screen TV, wouldn't you? You already got five TVs. You got four of them you don't even watch. They ain't cut on. You just dust them off. Why should you even go there? The lust of the eye. That's what we are. Then lust. It caused lust to be it, right? See, this is what happened when you ain't got wisdom now. Amen. See, when wisdom do that, wisdom going to supersede that. Sanctification going to supersede that. Amen. Am I right? See, it going to make you think and understand, hey, I don't need that. Amen. Am I right? See. And then you look at, you go to John's house. And John got a nice 60-inch up there. See, it look good, man. And you sit back and say, man, I ain't no TV look that good because, see, I ain't got nothing but a little bit of it in my house. And then he got HD. And they watch, look like they jumping off the screen at you. You know what I'm talking about? Then you ain't got no D's on your TVs. Ain't nothing there. You just got a TV. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Huh? And you go home, first thing you tell your wife, baby, we have got to get us one of them. No, you can't what? No, you can't afford it. No, you can't afford it. No, you're already outgo, supersede, and go. You know it. Then that when you show not pull apart. Mess around like that, she be sitting over there. Next Sunday. Why you move way out over there for? I said, this TV did it. See, that's how the devil works, ain't Terry? Right? See, that's how the devil works. See, but see, once you get that sanctification, y'all see what I'm saying? See, and then you understand. You understand what I'm saying? See, I'm going to say this here, then we'll read the last verse. See, you go out and rent a TV for $20 a week, $80 a month, right? You save $80 for 3 months, you can go buy your TV. Why are you going to rent a TV for $20 when you got to pay for it for 4 years? Amen? Y'all see what I'm saying? Do that make sense? Am I right? But did you ever thought about that? People do it all the time. They're still in business. Am I right? And they pray, P-R-E-Y, they pray on simple-minded people. People don't have wisdom. People don't have knowledge. People who are in the world. People who haven't been sanctified. See, people who are wavering, been tossed about like a wind in the sea. See, that's who they penetrate on. I know y'all don't want to hear this here. But see, you can't come up here and worship God in spirit and in truth when you're worried about things of this world. Your mindset just ain't going to let you do it. How you going to sit there and worry about what I'm saying when you scared the water man going to cut your wall off tomorrow? Amen. When you got to take your key and put it in the door and stick your hand in the door, make sure the lights come on, you got problems. Because you don't know. You don't know. And guess what? I was at a friend of mine's house the other day. He did some work for me and some signs for me. I do go to work sometime. And I was sitting in my truck waiting on him to get through, and I saw the power man pull up. It wasn't you, Demetrius. And I said, what's wrong? He said, you live here? I said, no, sir. I'm just here. He said, I'm here to cut the power. I said, sir, come back 30 minutes. Let him get through with my stuff first. Don't cut his power off. Because I want him to get through my stuff. I had to go. Demetrius, I said, can you please come back in an hour, 30 minutes? Give him about, he about through. Don't cut it off. Because he needs electricity. He said, I ain't coming back. I ain't got time. I said, you're going to be that way. Then he came out. He said, I got the money. He said, don't cut me out. He said, we don't accept money no more. He said, we don't even put nose on the door no more. He said, we just cuss them off. He went around there, cut them off. Guess what? I didn't get my signs. He said, I'll call you. He called me 5 days later. Amen. But see, if you that way, sit up in here. Amen. And that's in your mindset. How you going to listen to what I'm saying? That's the reason why the word, let me tell you something, folks. The word of God got to give us contentment. Amen. You got to grow. You got to learn that this world is not our home. See, it makes no difference. See, it's like this here. Some things in life don't matter. You can live without cable. You can live without a cell phone. You don't have to have those things. Amen. See, we worry about things that we don't even need. Amen. And that's a lesson. But what it do, it robs our mindset. Amen. It separates us. Amen. Because the first time you let something happen, that woman going to say, well, I could have done bad by myself. I could have stayed at home. This wouldn't happen to me. Then that going to trick up the man and say, well, go home. Amen. Some of y'all been there. Amen. But here we go. I'm going to close. I said that 4 times, and that's it. He says here, for the sun so sooner. See, that's that burning heat. Amen. But what happened when you got burning heat, what's going to happen? It's going to wither. Life's going to wither. And you're going to fall. Underline the word wither. Underline fall. See, you're going to perish, right? You're going to wither, you're going to fall, and you're going to perish because of that desire. Why? So also shall the rich man fade away in what? His ways. See, the reason why you can't be about your way, you got to be about Jesus' way. Amen. And that's the point. See, I don't know the word his way, and just write your name by that. Just write your name so you'll know that it could be you. But it ain't me. We're looking to Jesus. Amen. Who's the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. So that we don't follow my way, because my way don't work. Amen. Now, Jesus' way worked all the time. Amen. And some of it took a long time for us to figure it out. But being a Christian, look at that verse. Blessed is the man that endure temptation, for when he tried, he shall receive the crown of life. And I understand that word crown of life. And boy, I'm enjoying it every day. It's not based on where I am, who I am, where I work, what I make. It's not based on that. It's based on blessings from God. Amen. Because see, you can be broke as a hank, but still have the love of God. Amen. See, you can sit down and eat a bowl of big old butter beans, which I'm going to eat in a minute. See, no meat. But whatever state you find yourself in, you're going to be content. Amen. Am I right? Because you got that crown of life. Amen. Then it goes on to say, which the Lord has promised. See, he promised this to us. Don't you want a promise? Promise to them. That's us, amen, who love him. And when we love him, we're going to do what? Keep his commandments. Why? Because we've been born again, right? Spiritual born again, am I right? We've been sanctified, amen. And see, when you're that, you're going to come together, amen. Husband and wife are going to come together. And like I told y'all the morning, y'all got double power, amen. How can you lose? The old state you find yourself, you're going to be what? You got to let it go. Let ways go. Don't worry about it. Let it go. These things that beset you, let it go. Quit worrying about things you don't have no control over. Amen? But let it go. Because let me tell you something. It ain't worth leaving here worried, stress, stroking out. Amen? But by things you can't even control. What happened? Oh, he's just so worried. He stroked out. Come on. I ain't going to leave that way. Because it ain't worth it. Amen? If you be here today, you need to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you're here today, you're not a Christian, you need to become one. You become one by hearing the word, upon you believe what you hear. You went to repent of your sin and made that confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. You want to be buried with him in the water of the grave of baptism and arise to walk in newness of life. If you're here today, you need to respond. Come right now as we stand there, we sing.